for safety's sake, Adam, when you mow your yard,
yeah,
and you got all that dirt all over you, for God's sakes, don't take a hot shower because the chloroform.
All right. Here's some interesting facts.
Isn't chloroform the thing that they use to knock people out?
It is. You put it on a hanky.
Yeah.
And then you just put it over their mouth and nose and they pass out.
Or you can play like an episode of Big Fatty Online and they'll just like.
Right. Just.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
For God's sakes, don't play like an episode of Big Fatty Online and they'll just like.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 4260 of a BFO for Monday the 3rd of June 2024, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, that sounds well, and you just what you do on Mondays. Ballers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Monday. Y'all, your sports ballers today, because y'all, it was like the good old days on Sunday afternoons. As soon as the sports ball with the Atlanta Braves was over, I would pick up the phone and call the Hat Arena. So instead of calling the Hat Arena, I picked up the micro hoist and I'm calling you, Big Fatty. That's lovely. And anyway, y'all, they won. They won two of the three games, and y'all, now they're heading up to Boston, Boston, where Boston Josh is, Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago, and, official historian of the BFO, a self-proclaimed historian of the BFO, unsubscribed, that's that Brian in Boston, you know, he just recently had an anniversarium, yes, Big Fatty, I don't know where I'm going with all that. Big Fatty, you're just trying to fill 20 minutes. That's it. Nothing else. Just 20 minutes. And you're right. Big Fatty. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show, y'all. You know, I had mentioned that there were a couple of new quiz programs that were coming on. y'all, one of them you'll get to see tonight, y'all. It's the one that I think is hosted by the Crooked Hat. It's the 1% Club. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it's a quiz program. There's lots of people in the audience and all, and they ask questions that they say only 1% of the population can normally get it. Or something like that. I don't know. But Thursday, I watched the ending of the one called Quiz with Balls. Big Fatty Vulgar. And y'all, it's kind of like I don't know how to describe it other than. It's kind of like that show Wipeout, but it has a quiz. And y'all, you answer, they're like six giant balls, except these are yellow, not red, the big balls. But y'all, they're big balls. And Big Fat, how many times you going to mention the big balls? Well, that's true. you know, it's, but y'all, they let's say that there's six of them, and there's a family of five people. There's two families of five people. And so the first time up, there are five correct answers and one incorrect, and each member of the family stands on one of the correct answers, and then they release the balls. Be ready, Morgan! And they come rolling down the hill, and y'all, if you got one of the correct answers, the post, there's a post that goes up and stops the ball from hitting you. However, if you have selected an incorrect answer, y'all, it just knocks your ass right into the old swimming hole, the cement pond right there in the studio. And so, y'all, as the game progresses, you know, it gets harder and harder, and there are fewer and fewer contestants, so there are fewer and fewer correct answers. And so, y'all, it just gets harder. Y'all, it's stupid. It's just stupid. And I don't know that I'm going to continue watching it, but I'll give it a couple of more weeks. But it's stupid. B, ready? Is it stupid? It's stupid. And anyway, let's see. Y'all, nothing to report. Thursday evening, I may have watched some of the sports ball. I don't really remember. But y'all on for right. y'all got up, had my normal morning, did my nipple walk, did Fat Acres, took a break, and then I did the big circle. Y'all, the humidity was down. Y'all, it was so refreshing. So refreshing, I tell you. over the weekend now, the humidity has begun to return on Sunday. And so, y'all, it's going to be hot. It's like going to 96 here on Thursday. And with that comes the humidity. And so there you have it. Y'all, there was a, you know, I mentioned that there had been a problem with the BFO posting. I guess that was on Thursday. But y'all, I contacted Mr. Cackle to see if he was coming to Fat Acres. You know, he's going to the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend, and y'all, he is not coming to Fat Acres. He will be going directly to the Metropolis Complex, and so we'll see him. He'll be arriving on that Thursday, along with me and Granny, and I think the Nip's going too. Yes, Big Fatty, and the Haunt Cub, and Bestie Bill, and DJ Ron, and Gary with two R's, and I don't know when Gay Country West, yo, by the way, Gay Country West said that he might be bringing his little show back, Big Fatty, and Tommy, and there's all kinds of other people gonna be there too, y'all. Their names have escaped me at the moment, but that's okay. That's just fine. They'll be there. Y'all got everything ready, y'all. I did a lot of cooking on for right. Y'all, I prepared my quiches, or the crust. You know, you have to bake the crust, and then you put cheese in the bottom of it. And I did that early on, and then later in the day, I cooked up my bafran and my sausage, and y'all, I chopped up the ham and set aside the ham I was going to put in the blue cheese and ham quiche, and I made ham solid with the rest of it. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And then I, what else did I have with it? Y'all, I prepared the wedge solid, you know, chilled the bowls, and then I, you know, cut the head of iceberg lettuce into wedges, and y'all, and then I had a cone on the cob, and y'all, I made the sugar-free chocolate pudding with the lactose-free milk. Y'all, there wasn't nothing natural, and y'all, it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. So I highly encourage you to try the sugar-free chocolate pudding that Yellow puts out. Y'all, then I later in the day I finished the quiches and got them in the oven, and they were prepared when everyone arrived. And y'all, just it was a nice evening. It was just me and the Nip and Granny and Durwood. Young Nicholas was going to try to make it, but y'all, you know, it was a holiday week, and so I'm sure they were behind on their deliveries, and so he was not able to make it. Never heard from young Jonathan if he was coming or not. Be ready. Just don't expect him. But anyway, y'all, we had a lovely, just a lovely dinner. And then the other three of them, y'all, they went out for a cocktail or ten, and the Nip had to run home first. There may have been some, I won't mention anything, but let's just say chocolate pudding wasn't just limited to the Jell-O. I had a quiet evening, went to bed, got up on Saturday, you know, regular routine. Y'all, I had, guess what I had for breakfast? I had quiche and did all my puzzles and everything and did my walk-in, split it up. And y'all, it was a 4 o'clock game, for the sports ball. So y'all, I've it's been nice because I split the nipple walks up, and y'all, then I come back and get my share and just normally just lay right down there in the love chamber. And the other thing, y'all, y'all, you know, I told you I'd ordered some of those slip-on shoes. And y'all, they came, love them, absolutely love them. Y'all, Big Fatty always has to be careful with slip-ons because of the arch support. But these are from the company that has the extra arch support in the shoes. And Saturday evening, I can't think of what I did. I don't think it was much of anything. I know what I did. Y'all, over the weekend, I caught up and finished that Gordon Ramsay show. Y'all, I had like 9 episodes to watch of the Next Level Chef. And y'all, it was good. I was hoping for Hottie with the Hottie white guy with the dreadlocks that he would win, but instead I just had to sit there and go. And Sunday, y'all, woke up, and y'all, I stripped the bed, so y'all, Sunday night is gonna be clean sheet night, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I pulled out my summertime bedspread, and so I changed it all out. Washed some towels and washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Saturday was laundry day. I washed all my clothes. Y'all getting ready for the big trip over to the the Pone Star inappropriate cement pond party, and over at the old swimming hole at the And so I'll be heading over there on Thursday, and probably will pre-record a frightful show before I go over, but, you know, because I don't want to have to, drag, y'all, I'm burping up another wedge solid. Y'all, it was so good. I put, I had a fresh cooked bacon that I chopped up, and I had the blue cheese, and I had the blue cheese dressing, and y'all, then I had the marinated mushrooms. Y'all, they are so good. So good on a wedge solid. And so I've just finished eating that, and y'all, I'm about to explode. and so anyway, I finished? Did all my laundry and put the clean sheets on the bed, and y'all, I did all that before I did my nipple walk, and then after I had finished all that, I came back and watched that Jane Pauley show. You know, the Jane Pauley show. Your guru nudie likes to watch that. And, y'all, it's a pretty good episode. And then I got my share. Y'all, guess what? Took another nap. And got up and watched the sports ball Sunday afternoon. And y'all, did all my puzzles and everything. Y'all, I did get a couple of gas reports over the weekend. Y'all, the Laughing Buddha, his regular gasoline report, $3.39 a gallon. Be fatty. Y'all, the Sam's Club, where Big Fatty usually gets his, I think it was $2.89. And that Phoenix Dave down there in the red stick, $2.74 was his gas report. Big Fatty, you had a gas report coming out of your butthole. Well, there may have been some gas earlier, but y'all, and the other thing, Saturday evening, y'all, I got a testimonium from old Vader. You know, he had been out there in the Lost Wages, and y'all, his flights got all discombobulated, y'all, he had a meeting he had to be at in the Washington, D.C., and so he, anyway, got so delayed that he just went directly to that, and then to Charleston, and I picked him up at the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and took him back to the Vader family compound, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Big Fatty, I didn't realize you had done so much. I didn't either, but it didn't really do much, but it sure did take up some time. Oh dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first week of June. Y'all, did you remember to say rabbit, rabbit when you got up on Saturday? Yes, Big Fatty. The 20th is when the summer equinox is, and y'all, that is the longest day of the year, and y'all, June 21st, it makes Big Fatty very happy, because y'all, the days start getting shorter. They're getting shorter! But we still got a couple of weeks before we get there. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel Bieber, do you have any advice for everybody for June?
For God's sakes, don't play like an episode of Big Fatty online and they'll just like...
Oh, well, yes, and happy Pride to you too.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.